Welcome, everybody, to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, episode 197. Coming up on this one, the top team in the Metro, the New York Rangers. They came to town for a Saturday night tilt with the Leafs. Hell of a hockey game, goes into a shootout, and Leafs win 4-3. Tree Living finally pulls the trigger on a deal. We got the Boosh. Didn't last long. Segments tonight, just the tip and Redline Diaries. All this coming up on 197 of the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast.
Chad, after the Leafs finally make a move to get some much-needed help on the blue line, what's next on the agenda for Tree Living? Is he done with the Labushkin trade? I don't think so. Or is he going to go all in? We're going to break it all down. Let's hit the intro.
Tavares coming out, sends it in a goal. They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
Don't forget, follow us on social media at the Tip In Maple Leafs Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, Tip In Podcast on TikTok, Tip In Pod on Twitter. And welcome to our first live stream since 2022.
Yeah,
it's been a while. It took us a little while to get on, but we're working out the kinks.
Yeah.
Working out the kinks. You know what I'm saying? It's our first live.
No kinks right now. It seems all good, man. All good.
So I'm going to open up the comments because if we see some good ones, we're going to throw them on the live stream.
100%. 100%. And we'll continue doing that for sure.
Yeah. First one I see says tip in the bush.
Yeah. Love okay, that. Man. Let's go right up to like a lot to cover here. So let's get going right immediately here.
Yeah, man.
Anything off the top or you want me to go right in?
Let's get right into it.
Okay. So the trade. So right after we finished recording our last podcast, after the win over the Arizona Coyotes, what do you know? I wish that would have came across when we were doing the show, but just like right when we ended, I checked my phone. I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. Okay, great. Just missed the fucking first trade that Tree Living pulled off here this season. So makes a trade to get Labushkin, huge salary retained. It ended up being like a three-team deal, whatever. Overall thoughts on the trade, and then we'll kind of get to what happened tonight. Want to go there? Yeah.
I mean, I like the trade. I think it's exactly what they needed.
So they miss out on Tanev. So plan B here or what?
Yeah, you go get Labushkin. It adds some depth to the D, a right-handed defenseman. I like the deal. I don't think they're done because
can't,
I think...
Can't be no, now.
I don't think they would have went through all that trouble giving up the sixth-round pick for the salary retention.
If the salary retention was insane.
Yeah, I think this is just one move. I hope it's just one move.
Pridham, eh? Pridham. Glad he's still kicking around. I'm glad he didn't leave with Doobie.
Not yet.
Not yet. But anyway, look, man. So yeah, I like the trade as well. Familiar face, all that. Playing with Riley. We were talking about Labushkin several podcasts ago. Like, why don't you just go and get Labushkin? Like, he's sitting right there. Just do it. So they did finally do that. But, you know, obviously, it really puts a damper on things here because he takes a huge hit late in the second period. Should have been a penalty for Rempe without, it's Rempe, right?
Yeah.
The kid's name, right? Anyway, jumps at him, leaps at Labushkin without a fucking doubt. Like you could see Labushkin holding his head on the bench, did not return late in the second period. Hopefully he's all right. But that had concussion written all over it, did it not? And his first game back with the Leafs, did that not have concussion written all over it?
Yeah, it didn't look good. No. I mean, that was a charge. In my mind, that's a charge.
How is that not called for a penalty? The guy's a goddamn monster. He leapt off his fucking feet.
I know, he's 6'7" and he jumped.
No.
But also, like, isn't the rule two strides? Is a charging two or three strides is a charging. That guy started from the other boards and
two
just...
strides, two strokes, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, two Same strokes. Thing.
So I don't love that, but here we go. Like his first game back, it's just terrible. Like you never know with concussions how long.
We don't know it's a concussion.
Chad, come on, man.
Like I'm hoping it's not a concussion. Okay. But yeah, when a 6'7" guy leaves,
he was holding his head on the bench.
I know
head on the bench.
I know.
It's a concussion. Like, it's just like that. It's just got concussion written all over it. Hopefully it's not, but let's say that it is. Who knows how much time he could miss? So it's just, it's unbelievable to me that they finally pull off a trade and the guy they get in the deal to come in to help on the back end, two periods in, he's fucking out. Like, it's just, it's terrible timing. I don't know. Hopefully it's not a concussion, but if it is, and it looked like it was to me, you never know what you're getting there time-wise. And whatever. So, okay, whatever. Like, hopefully we wish the best for him and speedy recovery, but concussions are a tricky thing, man. And if that's what it ends up being, then who knows how this is.
Then you're really going to need to go out and make another move.
So that's what I was going to say. So what's next here? So, like, what would you do? Like, what would you do next here? Like, even if take the Lyubushkin hit out of it, like, take the Lyubushkin concussion potentially out of it, what would you do next here? What's your next move here?
I'd probably get another D man.
Yeah. Well, you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta get another D. I mean, in a perfect world, I would probably get a centerman and a D man, but you did that. I mean, that's exactly what you did last year. You went and got Ryan O'Reilly, the perfect playoff. Well,
where's the centerman playing?
Well, I think I would have someone play second line center
and move to. You're going to fuck with that chemistry? Like, Bertuzzi's just...
Well,
just
it's a good line, but I don't think it's great defensively.
But there's chemistry. There seems to be chemistry.
There's chemistry there, but maybe you can find something else. I don't know. That's what I would do in a perfect world. But I think you need another D-man. 100%. You need another D-man on this team.
100%. To me, there's no doubt about it. They don't have a lot left now. Prospects, whatever, like picks, not a ton there. What would it take for you to trade that first round pick? Like, you can't trade that for depth.
Term.
Like, can you think of anybody? Like, let us know in the comments here, guys. Like, if you're thinking, you know, like,
if you can get a good player, like, I don't care if it's a forward or defenseman, but if you can get like a significant player, but on term, like, you got to stop giving up first round picks for a guy that just leaves at the end of the year.
I agree with you, Ben, but other than their first round pick right now, which I would have in play here.
Oh yeah, I'd have, like, it in play.
I don't know, like, what else they have to give up. Like, do you trade a Nick Robertson? Maybe. But like, what the fuck is that? That's not going to get you that's going to get you a depth D at best, but like, or forward, whatever. Like, it would have to maybe be a package deal, a first and this to get something big. I don't know what this time, like, we're a little under a week away from the deadline, so we'll reevaluate it and see what happens here. But I agree, like, they can't be done. Like, the Lyubushkin thing has to be just the start of something else. Like, whether it's a check this out.
Okay? I think that's why all the going through hoops for the salary retention, I think that's why it was done.
100%, man.
It's like, the plan to make more moves, to add, like, more to this team.
Does this make sense or not? Like, come next Friday, I would look at who the toughest stay-at-home D-man is available at that time. Like, maybe something happens in the next week, whatever. But at that time, if they haven't made another additional move, the toughest stay-at-home D-man that's available next Friday, and I would try to do that. Whether that's a depth piece or a top guy, whatever, I would still try to do it. Do I need to include the first and something bigger to do that for a bigger name? Yes. Potentially, I would do that. But if it's a lesser, like, depth piece, but it's still a stay-at-home tough guy, like, that's what I would do. Does that make sense or no?
Yeah, like another Lyubushkin?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would, like, anything you can do to add depth going into the playoffs is fine. Like, if you can go out and get a top guy, okay, go out and get a top guy, whatever it's going to cost you. Like, if it fits into your plan, do it. But if you can't, you still need depth.
Of course.
You still need depth on this D. Especially, like, if the Boosh is going to be out for a little bit. Hopefully not. I saw someone in the comments say, hopefully it's a week-to-week or day-to-day thing. That's...
Well, with a concussion, if that's what it is, I don't know. But, like, I'm not talking Hanifin here as a rental, like, or anything like that. Although I would love to have Hanifin come in. But, like, that, I don't think that's the guy. Like, there's somebody else out there under the radar that you might not be thinking about today.
For sure.
That will be potentially available next Friday. And that's probably the way I would go with that.
Last year, we weren't talking about Ryan O'Reilly. And then it just sort of all came together, and all of a sudden we have Ryan O'Reilly and Noel Achari in that big trade. Something like that could happen, but there's nothing really on the radar that shows that. Plus, you got to remember, there is 16 other playoff teams who are trying to bolster their roster going in.
That have a lot more to offer than the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Well, some of them do, some of them don't, but either way, it's not
a lot of them do. Yeah, a lot of them do.
It's like Tanev. Like, the Leafs weren't the only team, right? Dallas came in, paid a price, they got it. So there could be a guy available, but do the Leafs have the pieces to get him? They may just end up having to take what they can take at the
100%. Yeah. Okay. We'll see. So, like,
and you know what? In the end, it doesn't even fucking matter, because it's the guys who get paid all the money on this team that are going to win you a cup or not.
Yep,
it doesn't matter if you have three Labushkins or a third line center or Boone Jenner comes in, or it doesn't matter. It's Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, Morgan Riley. Those are the guys that are going to win you the cup.
Totally agree, man. But like, you cannot have your top D pair going into the playoffs.
No, you
Riley,
need depth.
Riley
you
and need Brody depth. Again. You can't fucking do it. So just to wrap this up quickly, and we'll move on. Like, they need
someone commented. We have a couple names thrown out there: Matt Dumba, Adam Larson. I think he has term on his contract, so you would have to give up. There would go your first round pick.
Yeah. Okay. Are you trading a first round pick for Adam Larson? I don't know.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, someone with term, you're going to give up more.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Dumba, I don't know what he's got left on his deal. Yeah. Like, there's names out there, whatever. Know. But anyway, to wrap this up quickly, they need to add more. There's no doubt about it. That's it. We'll move on quickly. I want to hit on a bunch of shit here. So,
Tyson says, Samsonov said post-game, Labushkin said to him he was hurt, but it's not severe, and he was walking around the dressing room.
Okay, well, that's a positive right there, like, big time. So I'm glad to hear that. Quickly on the standings, before we jump into the game and what happened here tonight. So it's looking like, you know, a big shootout win here, for 4-3 shootout win for the Leafs tonight over the best team in the Metro. Like, so, like, this is good. But, like, to me, it looks like you're either playing one of three teams in the playoffs. Either you finish second or third in the Atlantic, or you finish in the first wild card, and you are going to end up playing the Panthers, the Bruins, or the Rangers. I know Detroit is kind of sneaking, like, right behind the Leafs, so it's and Tampa as well. But to me, I think at this present time, with 22 games to go or 23, whatever it is, to me, it's going to be the Panthers, it's going to be the Bruins, it's going to be the Rangers. If you had to pick one team out of those three that you think, like, hell of a game tonight, but if you had to choose out of one of those three teams, your first round matchup, who would you choose? It's a no-brainer for me.
Well, I think you're going to say the Rangers.
No.
Okay, because for me, I kind of want the Boston Bruins.
It's the Bruins all day for me. They are struggling right now.
Yeah. And not only are they struggling, but
I think if you beat the Bruins, it
would just feel so fucking good.
This Rangers team is a hell of a hockey team. And it's not that the Bruins aren't, but I just think, like, in a seven game series, the Bruins goaltending is struggling. I don't see them making a deal for a goalie. I think they're gettable in the first round. So for me, it's the Bruins all day. If my choice is the Bruins, the Panthers, or the Rangers, it's the Bruins. It's the Bruins.
Yeah, I mean, they could beat all three. In a seven-game series, they could come out on top in all three. I would say the Bruins and the Panthers' style of play doesn't bode well for the Leafs in the playoffs. I think the Rangers, the way they play, would match up better with. But yes, I would. But I still am. I'm taking the Bruins.
I wouldn't be opposed for the Rangers either. I don't want anything to do with the Florida Panthers. Not in the first round. Not in the first round. Just, I don't. Like, it's just, don't want it. Sorry.
And Dale knows. I mean, he has been around Cougars his whole life.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, I don't want any part of those Cougars. Not in the first round anyway. I gotta warm up to get into some Cougar action. I can't take the Cougars right away first round. No way.
No.
Anyway, quickly, Chad, pregame.
Yeah.
Morgan Riley was asked how he thought about his game since returning from the 5-game suspension. He said he doesn't love where his game is at, but he can feel it coming. Just want
to
throw that in there, because I think, you know, didn't see that tonight, but if he feels
I normally can feel it coming.
If he feels it's coming, then I guess it's coming.
It's coming.
Yep. So all good there. No, so, I mean, look, Ben.
90%, 100%. When it's 90%,
100%, no problem there. So look,
yeah,
the Leafs get some healthy bodies back and make a few lineup changes going into this game. Giordano concussion. We missed that one last time, like last podcast.
Well, we talked about him being injured, but I thought it was
his leg or his groin, but ends up being a concussion. So not the best there. So that's not good news. But
you think every injury is a groin?
Of course.
Yeah.
And like, I'm still not convinced that it is a concussion. I still think it could potentially be a groin, but they might just be saying concussion to get everybody's focus off of the groin region.
Right.
But who knows there. But anyway, so not good for Giordano, 40-year-old. Like, I mean, I see Giordano here as like, he probably should be on the outside looking in when the playoffs start. He probably shouldn't be in the top six on the blue line. Am I crazy? Like, do you agree with that or not? Like, he should be the next guy up, depending on what they do at the deadline.
Okay, yeah. Depending on what they do, yes. But
like,
I mean, I
don't have him in the top six to start game one. I don't have it.
Yeah, if they go in with, if they don't make any moves and Labushkin's out for a significant amount of time.
Okay, well, that changes things then.
Yeah,
but
if they get some depth, then yeah, it's probably going to push Gio out. But it's not a bad thing to have Gio waiting in the wings because he's still a really good defenseman. He's just, you know, he's at the end of his career.
So Robertson gets sent down. Yarncroc, and
that's sad.
Didn't have to clear waivers, so that's why they made the move. Robertson gets sent down to the Marlies. Yarncroc and Liljegren return to the lineup tonight. Rangers, hell of a team, like I said, coming in. Tight game all around. Not going to go through everything here. Simpson did say on the broadcast that when Mitch drove to the net early in the second to tie it at one, and Craig Simpson said on the broadcast, Mitch Marner has been exploding lately. That's the exact right terminology. I think, I don't think you could say it any better than that, and I just love state. Mitch has been exploding lately. I like that. So,
which he has.
Yeah. So, and a great game by him. Hell of a fucking dude. That, anyway, Nylander quickly ties it at two halfway through the second period. Almost a tip in by Bertuzzi, but
I thought it was.
Yeah. I thought it was too. But Nylander's third 10 plus game point streak of the season. That's pretty fucking crazy, man. That is pretty crazy.
He's having a great year.
He was benched in the first period.
Yeah, he got benched in the first period. Well, I mean, it was a shitty play on the first goal. He just kind of floated into the D zone. He didn't really do anything. But at the same time, like, why does he always get picked on?
Well,
why didn't you bench Brody for that shitty pass that almost
led to a kidding. Well, because they don't have any. Yeah, they don't have any defense. No. You have to put Marner back on the fucking blue line to play D again. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. Like, Nylander's third 10-plus game point streak this season. Very incredible. He tied it at two after two. Halfway through the third, the Leafs go up 3-2 on this play, and this will take us to the first segment of the night, Chad. It's John Tavares getting our favorite thing of all time. Let's go there right now.
It's time for Just the Tip.
Perhaps play a little game called Just the Tip. Just for a second, just to see how it feels.
How about we play a little game called Just the Tip?
All right. We debated about this before.
No debate.
Dale's saying it's a tip because it's off the kneecap.
No, I did not say off the kneecap. To me, it looked a little higher up, a little off the upper thigh area, a little upper high, getting towards the groin.
Yeah, okay. I think you need a blade or a shaft to have a tip.
Okay, well, it went. Nah, man, a tip's a tip. Yeah, okay, I hear what you're saying. So, I'll tell you this.
How many times have you put a tip in without a shaft?
A few times off the upper thigh or off the knee, but listen, let me tell you this quickly. JT has been struggling. He has not looked as good. Demoted to the third line. He's off the top power play, whatever. I just wanted to give, like, I could have came on here and shit on Tavares here tonight.
Yeah, but no, instead, I know. You want to give him.
Instead of that, I'm going to be like, you know what? Maybe this will just a little bounce in off the groin, a little tip in off the groin. Maybe that's just what the doctor ordered for our boy John Tavares, because he needs to get something going, because the truth is he has not been good as of late. So maybe this will just, you know, Yarncroc, McMahon, like with Yarncroc on the wing now instead of Robertson. I don't know if that makes much of a difference, but anyway, I'm calling this a tip. It wasn't his best tip, not by any means, but
no, but it's a tip.
Tip's a tip.
When things aren't going good, you take any tip you can get.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Oh, 100%. So, and that put the Leafs up 3-2 at that time. I thought that was it. Like, but I will say, like, I think JT knew exactly what he was doing there.
No,
like I don't think there was any. I don't think there was any accident there at all. I think JT knew exactly what he was doing. Anyway, Reeves and Rempe finally get into a little tilt in the third,
right at center ice.
This kid
loved it.
This kid is a fucking, like, Ryan Reeves, the veteran. He's a huge dude. Rempe towering over him.
I know, he made Reeves look small.
Oh man. But Reeves got
reach.
Him. Reeves got him good. Like, he got, like, yeah, it was even.
Yeah, it was even. It was a good bout. It was a good bout. But I mean, Rempe is just
this guy.
Like, he was just throwing little jabs with his left hand holding on the jersey, and Reeves could not get anywhere inside on the fight.
No,
crazy. And that sort of Reeves move is that normally Reeves has the reach on you. Rempe,
dude, it's tough. Like, you're throwing
and Reeves gave him props in the penalty box.
Oh, sure, man. Like, you're throwing haymakers and, like, you're not connect, like, you're hitting the guy's bucket and you're hitting his visor. Like, that doesn't feel good on the hands. Like, you know what I mean?
No, not at all.
So it's tough, man. Like, when you it's tough. But anyway, everyone was waiting for it all night. It finally did happen. The Rangers pulled the goalie late.
And especially because Rempe was the one that took out Bushkin.
Oh, well. Yeah, I'm not sure if that had anything to do with it or not.
No, I know, but it still should have. Yeah, it was still good that he did that.
Anyway, Rangers pulled the goalie late, and they tie it late in the third.
At least missed the open net by an inch.
Off the fucking it was off the post, was it not?
I know. Yeah, it was anyway. No, because it was icing, but it was close.
Well, I thought it hit the side of the net or the post or something. Anyway, goes to OT, nothing cooking. Leafs win it 4-3 in a shootout. The Mitch Marner goal.
Whew. Oh, man.
Man, on Schuster, like on Schuster.
Do you think it was a goal?
100%. I would have been absolutely furious if they called that back.
No, I mean in real time.
Yeah, continuous Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I thought he tried to shoot it and he fumbled the puck.
No,
and then
I thought
it again. But then when they showed the replay and he had stick handled it, it was a great goal. Great goal. And Domi scoring on his birthday. One of our
shootout winner.
We'll have a comment here. This is Hunter from Texas, our buddy from Texas. Not that one, but he said, I don't
know. Not
have
that one.
He said,
not that one.
He said something about Domi scoring on his birthday.
What was the one you just
put? There's so many comments rolling.
I thought I saw something Minton, whatever. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, he said something about Minton and Cowan playing next year. The Leafs are going to have a good, good depth.
How about we do this? Why don't we save the comments until right at the very end? And then you scroll through.
I just wanted to throw that one out because it was Domi's birthday.
Why don't we're getting to the end here. Why don't you save the comments right until the very end? And if you want to throw like a two or three or four.
Some of them are making me laugh as they're coming in.
Okay. So then we should probably get to that. So I get two quick things and then we'll get to the segment here tonight. I was going to say, Chad, like what? Okay. So the D pairs now, like now what? Now what? If Giordano's out, if Labushkin misses any time with the concussion or whatever, hopefully not, but like, what? Now we're back to fucking Brody and Riley and like it's the same shit, right? So now what? Like you gotta make
one question.
Singing off the top, like you gotta do
it's
something
the old ways.
Gotta do something else. Like more moves need to happen. Like,
yeah. Well, the trade deadline is in a week, so I'm assuming over the next 6 days, something's gonna happen and some depth is gonna come in, and hopefully Labushkin can still play.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay, I wanted to ask you, we'll see. So we'll have to reevaluate that. We'll be back on Monday after the Leafs Bruins game. But I wanted to get your thoughts quickly on the goalies going forward. I didn't think Samsonov had a bad night tonight at all, by no means. But
man, he made some dynamite saves.
100%. But it looks like they're keeping three. It looks like they're keeping all three, Jones, Sammy, and Joseph.
If you put Jones on waivers, he's gone.
Oh, no, 100%. So you personally, and I'll tell you what I would do, but you personally, how would you handle the three? Let's not talk about Matt Murray here, but the three goalies that have seen ice time action, game action for the Leafs this season. How would you, if you're keeping all three up with the big club, how would you handle it throughout the rest of the regular season with those three guys? How would you play that?
God, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to... the playoffs are right around the corner. You're going to have to find your guy.
Okay.
And I think you could go back and forth with Samsonov and Wall, but throwing in a third guy in there, like, I think you're just keeping Jones just in case. You don't really need to give him game action. You should. Okay. Like, it'd be nice to, but you need the points. You need to move up in the standings. I think what's going to happen is Joseph Wall's going to take over the number one spot.
Eventually, if he can stay healthy, I totally agree. Yeah. But for me, like,
but you should keep three.
I would have, but for me, and people might think I'm crazy for saying this, like, I would have no problem being like, all right, if we're keeping three, then let's just rotate them. Like, let's not tax any of them. Wall's coming back from injury, whatever. So, like, guess what? Next game, Joseph Wall, you're playing against the Sabres. Guess what? Jones, let's go back in there. Sammy, you get the Bruins next Thursday.
But how long Saturday. Are you going to do that before you finally just settle on who's going to be your guy going in?
You do it to get them all feeling good, Chad. Get them all trying to feel good so that right. when the playoffs come.
So you want a good feeling three-way.
Yeah, man, I want a three-way. I want a good feeling. I don't know if you could have a three-way without having a good feeling. So, like, if one of them bails out then and starts shit in the bed, then it's a
twosome
down to a twosome. But, like, I have no problem with just, and this is probably, like, not what they're gonna do. I think you're probably right with Wall and Samsonov. They rotate that until one of the guys maybe takes the net, but I don't want to go too nuts on Wall coming off the high ankle sprain. I want him ready to go for the middle of April when it really matters, and then we'll make a decision then. But why not keep all three of them in the mix playing games? Just rotate. You win, you lose.
You don't have that many games left.
Well, no, but here's what I'm saying. You win, you lose. It doesn't matter. The next guy's playing the next night. So, like, that's what I would do. Like, Wall would play on Monday for me. If I was doing this, Wall would play against the Bruins. Then I'd have Jones in against the Sabres. I'd put Sammy back in the next night. I would rotate all three of them every game. Win or lose, shutout, terrible loss, it doesn't matter. I would rotate it. Am I crazy for – is that crazy? A
little bit.
Yeah. Is it, though? Why?
I mean, it's not insane, but I think with you're getting into crunch time after the trade deadline, that's it. And you need the points. I think you play the best two guys. And the other guy is your third wheel. And if there's an injury, he comes in.
Okay, well,
a fantasy of having of all feel-good three-way, but life doesn't work that way. Sometimes you just got to do it with two.
Okay, fair. Okay. I'm all done here. We're going to go, unless you got anything left, I want to go to the segment and then we'll wrap it up. But let's do comments after the segment.
Okay. Yeah. And during the segment, we can have people comment to help you out, but can we play like a commercial or a sponsor or something?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that because we've been a long time now, but our first live stream back, I think what better sponsor to hear from one of our absolute all-time favorites. We're talking about Fleshlight. Guys, if you don't know about Fleshlight, you're going to learn all about it right here. Introducing the new and improved Fleshlight Turbo. Improve your stamina with the ultimate blow job experience, featuring 3 points of insertion for maximum suction, lips, tongue, and throat. Customers are saying this thing literally sucked my eyeballs out through my dick. Wow, this thing is really intense. The entry is amazing, and then you get inside and it grips you so tight. The texture blows your mind and your load. I would give it more than 5 stars if I could. Also, check out the shower mount for hands-free fun. You just suction cup that baby in the shower and go to town. The Fleshlight Turbo is close to the real thing that you're gonna get.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody. Does it better.
That's right, Fleshlight.
It's not a flashlight. It looks like one. You screw the end off, you stick your dick into it, and away you go, boys. Just go to town.
Chad just commented, I like his name, Chad Doyle. He says, I feel dirty. And I agree. No, I agree that.
No,
that
nothing to worry about. Nothing to
all
worry
right.
about.
All right.
Fleshlight, the new Fleshlight Turbo. Check it out. Apparently, it's the ultimate blowjob experience.
Oh, apparently?
Have I tested it out? Of course. Let's go right to the segment. Ready, Chad?
Right,
let's throw it. Here we go.
It's time for it. We're going to do a little Saturday Night Red Line Diary.
Good enough to explain this one, Chatty.
Yeah. Okay. So for anyone who doesn't know how this works, is this is basically horny talk or hockey talk. So I'm going to give Dale five quotes. If he gets 3 out of 5, he wins the game. And how the game works is I will give him a quote and he has to tell me, is this from a hockey game or is this from an adult sexy movie? All right. This is horny talk.
Porno.
Versus hockey talk. Yeah. A little porn.
A little porn. Action. All right. Here we go. Let's go.
All right. Here we go.
Fire it up.
You ready?
Feel free to play along at home, folks, and stay tuned for the board game coming next Christmas.
All right, here we go. This number one on Red Line Diaries, and in the comments you're watching live, someone just said Dale's going 5 for 5. He knows you. He knows you.
Love it. Love it.
He does get a lot of them right. First one, here we go. He fingered me.
Okay. I think this is a curveball. I think you want me to say horny talk, but I think this is some hockey interview where he felt like he might have got poked in the eye with a finger or poked somewhere he shouldn't have got poked. Off the top, going against my better judgment, I'm saying hockey talk.
You are correct. It is hockey talk. That was from a Jets and Flyers game in 2019.
Any context?
The only context was that it was picked up on a hot mic by a player.
Someone got fingered.
So I don't know if like he meant like a finger in his ear.
That's what I thought. That was my, yeah, not the best. Okay. 1 for 1. Here we go. I love this. Love this game. My favorite game.
All right. Number two. We're an exhausted threesome.
This is easy, man. Again, like I know I'm going 2 for 2 here. This is without a doubt. Very exhausting after an exotic or erotic threesome. Very, very exhausting. But as exhausting as like maybe, you know, a line that's three dudes that have like had a banged up night and they've just had their the end of it and they're just maybe a losing streak. I don't know what the context is here, but I'm going 2 for 2. I'm very confident about this. It's hockey talk.
That is correct. It is hockey talk. And the only context I have from that was a play-by-play or a color commentator from a Chicago Blackhawks game. Shout out.
Okay. Oh, well, that puts a whole new context on it from a Chicago Blackhawks game.
All right. Now, this one might be a little tricky, so let's see how you do.
2 for 2. 2 for 2 out of the gates.
2 for 2 out of the gates. Everyone called 5 for 5, and everyone got that one right. Everyone called it hockey talk.
Okay.
Number 3 in Red Line Diaries. Well, that's a big man to tie up.
This one could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm maybe feeling a little too overconfident here. Like, I feel like you might throw me a curveball, or I feel like after the first two, you're going to think that I would go with horny talk because I want to go horny talk so bad, but that's a big man to tie up. Oh man, like there's 90% of me, 100% wants to say horny talk, but I'm going 3 for 3 here, I think, with hockey talk.
That is incorrect. Incorrect. I'm sure it is hockey talk. I'm sure it's been said in hockey talk many times, but this quote itself is from Dirty Nurses. All right. This is from the Dirty Nurses movie franchise. I don't know which person said it. And apparently, the context that I have for it is a patient in a coma. And for some reason, the girls want to tie him up. And one of the nurses,
need to tie up a dude in a coma?
I don't know, but they say that's a big man to tie up.
Oh my God, he's in a coma. Why would he need to tie? Anyway, I went against my better judgment there. All right, let's keep rolling.
Number four. I don't know, even know if I should say this one.
I can't.
Number four. Well, that's just a good old black cock.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did you just exactly say?
Yes, I did.
Black hawk
or you?
Cock?
Cock.
Did the announcer fuck it up and say black cock instead of black hawk?
I don't know.
Okay,
is your job, is to dissect this game. This is where the game gets tricky.
This is real tricky.
There is no rules that I have to correct any missayings that are said during a hockey game.
I have not said horny talk one time, and that is very disappointing to me because I've wanted to several times. But that's why this game is so, you don't know what's going on.
You never know.
I think an announcer in a Blackhawks game, shout out, mispronounced something and said on a hot mic or something that, what, say it again?
That's a good old Blackhawk.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can't believe that I'm not saying horny talk here, but I'm going to say an announcer fucked up and got caught calling.
The comments are so good.
Call Blackhawks black cocks. So for me, I want to say horny talk, but I'm going with hockey talk. An announcer fucked it up.
You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. And this is going way back. This is 2010. On a broadcast after something happened in a play and the announcer meant to say, well, that's just a good old Blackhawk. That's just a good old Blackhawk. He slipped up and he said Blackhawk.
Yep.
Good call on that one.
Who do you think he might have been talking about at that time?
Well, it was 2010. So that was when they were in their prime. That was Taves, Kane.
I don't think probably, so.
You think Dustin Mufflin?
No. I think probably Quenneville. the coach, the head coach. What a muzzy on that guy. He's starting to do some new media, eh? Like, I don't know if you've seen that. Like,
he's coming out of the woodwork.
He's sniffing around like he thinks he might be able to get back in, and he might, but I'm pretty sure that comment was made about Joel Quenneville. He's just a good old Blackhawk.
All right, the last one is.
I can't Here believe we go. You said Dustin
You've
Bufflin.
Won the game, right?
You got. I can't believe you said Dustin Bufflin.
Well, because that's what I thought you were thinking.
Well, I know, but no. Yeah, I've got a chance. I'm 3-for-1 right now. I've got a chance to go 4. I'm going to be 4-for-1, or I'm going to be 3-2. So
okay,
let's see.
But the game's over. The game's over.
Oh, yeah. Of course I won. I haven't lost yet. Maybe once. All right, here we go. Once.
Last one. I feel like I have to change my shirt. I've got stains all over it. That got pretty sloppy.
Okay, I haven't said horny talk once, so I've already won. So either I'm going to be 4-1 or 3-2. I'll take it out on. I'm going to go horny. I'm just going to go horny talk.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. This is from a Dallas Stars game, and it was a Dallas Stars player who said, I feel like I have to change my shirt. I've got a lot of stains all over it. Got pretty.
What kind of fucking stains are we talking about here?
I don't know. Maybe blood. Maybe sweat.
Maybe
massive ejections.
Maybe some other type of stains. Holy fuck! What's going on in the Dallas Stars dressing room? And what year was that?
That was 2016.
Oh yikes! What's going on? Massive stains all over my shirt. I'm gonna need to change my shirt. I've got.
There you go.
All right, shirt.
That still, was Redline Diaries.
Still won it though. Didn't go five for five, but 3-2. And I kind of threw that last one because I was like, I just wanted to. I had to throw a horny talk in there somewhere.
All right, but, you want to get
anyway?
It?
Yeah, let's wrap it up on comment and on throw some comments on, and we'll reply to that, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
All right. Well, here we go. Hunter M says, "What's up, boys? It's me, Himothy, the only Texan Leaf fan.
Thanks for watching, dude.
Yeah, man. Obviously." All the way down to Texas. He also said something about he can't drink any Molsons down in Texas. Well, they still have alcohol down there, so have some fun.
Lots of other shit to drink too. No problem. Go
SS says tip in the bush.
Yes, that's right.
That gets right to the point right there.
Love that.
And then, I don't know, we have so many.
Throw a few up, like pick a couple of the best ones you think are up there, and then we'll get out of here.
Paradise Phantom says sloppy second Cougars, and he was talking about playing them in the playoffs, not in the first round.
No. Second round maybe, but no. Yes. Oh, is that what he means by that? Is that what he meant?
He also said give Wall 70% of the remaining games.
No, I disagree.
He's the starter in the game.
Sorry, disagree with that. No, I'm not giving Wall 70% of games. Like, I want, do you agree with that? I want Wall healthy as possible come game one. I'm not giving him 70% of the games. I think that's, do you agree with that? I don't, sorry.
Yeah, no, I agree with him. I think you should
70% of the remaining games.
Maybe not 70%, but you need to find the guy who's going to be your number one and go.
We already know who it's going to be.
Then let him play.
No, I think that's the wrong call. Like, if you don't want to fucking cause a potential injury because you're playing him too much after just coming back from injury, that's where I'm at on that.
Sir God says, Dale's a beast.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Was that a Swedish flag or what was that?
I don't know what that is. That's a Canadian flag in Swedish colors.
Interesting.
So there you go. We also have Cartwheel 69. He says, so you ramble about Blackhawks, but moderate a fan's comments. Nice. Actually, like it just, we don't really moderate the comments. It does it itself. So anyway,
What does that even mean? Moderate.
I think he got put on timeout.
We're not controlling that.
No, it just kind of does.
Is that a YouTube? Is that a YouTube? We don't have any mods.
If you're like,
this is our first live stream in 2 years. We don't have any mods.
No, we don't have any mods. It's just if you're being aggressive or if you're saying things that are inappropriate, it will put you in timeout. We don't control the StreamYard is the thing we use.
So it's not us, dude.
Blake says Boone Jenner would be a great 3C if he's available. What do you think about that?
Well, then where does JT play?
Backup at 2?
I don't know. I'm not opposed to Boone Jenner, but is he an upgrade over JT, do you think?
Boone Jenner?
Yeah.
No, I think no.
I'm not sure. I'm not convinced that he is.
I mean, but a depth defenseman, that's a great move.
He's like, not you a can defenseman. Always have,
or sorry, a depth center, at a great move.
Well, like, I don't
you
think
you always have stuff.
Like, I don't
you
think
you always need more at the
no,
playoff.
Chad, I understand. I don't think you're bringing in Boone Jenner to be a depth center. Like, if you're bringing in, if you're making a deal with Columbus,
okay, well, what
Boone Jenner, he's going to play.
What if he played like 2C? And Domi went down to the third line, and maybe Bobby McMahon goes down to the fourth line, that kind of thing.
I'm open to it, but I don't want to fuck too much with the chemistry. Like, they're winning, and I like the way things are looking. Like, I'm willing to add to the team if it's going to make it better, but I don't want to fuck with it too much. I'm open to it. Yeah, of course. Am I open to getting Boone Jenner? Obviously, yes, and of course.
All right. Well, anyway, thank you, everybody, for the comments. We're going to do this again Monday night after the game, so we'll read more comments. We'll get better at this. We're just getting back into the live streams.
But pretty good first one back, I would say.
Not bad. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back Monday night. Don't forget, you can follow the Tippin' Maple Leafs Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at the Tippin' Maple Leafs Podcast, on TikTok at Tippin' Podcast, on Twitter, Tippin' Pod, and email us, tippinpodcast@gmail.com. And until Monday night, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
We will.
Hey, guys. Monday night against the Bruins. Absolutely huge game. We've got two games against the Bruins this week coming up, next week coming up. Going to absolutely make a huge difference in the standings if the Leafs can win both of those games. So it should be a very exciting week in Leafs land. We'll see what happens. But thanks for watching the live stream. Really appreciate it. Thanks for listening on the audio podcast version. Like this video if you're watching on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Go Leafs go. We'll catch you later.
Catch you later.